President Vladimir Putin has visited the Russian-occupied Ukrainian city of Mariupol. This according to a report on Sunday from the Russian state news agency TASS. This follows Putin's visit on Saturday to Crimea. Saturday's trip came the day after the International Criminal Court issued a warrant for Putin's arrest, charging him with being responsible for the abduction of children from Ukraine. Former U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he believes he will be arrested Tuesday morning. He called on his supporters to protest. VOA's Steve Herman has the story.
It is known that authorities in New York City have been looking at charges against Trump in a so-called hush money case in which a former adult film performer was paid to keep silent about an alleged affair with Trump before he was president. Media reports say law enforcement has been preparing for security in and around the Manhattan Criminal Court, where Trump would surrender if he is indicted. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Two people were wounded Sunday in a shooting in the West Bank. It happened in the same town, Hawara, as last month's violence. Israeli medics say a car was hit by gunfire, wounding an Israeli couple. The incident comes as Israeli and Palestinian officials were meeting on Sunday in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh in a bid to ease tensions. The meeting was the second attempt, shepherded by regional allies Egypt and Jordan, as well as the United States, to end a year-long spasm of violence. Mediators want to ease tensions ahead of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan and the Jewish holiday of Passover, which begins early in April. From Washington, this is VOA News. For more, visit us online at voanews.com. North Korea fires a missile during U.S. and South Korea military drills. AP correspondent Charles Della Desma has the story.
The North has launched a short-range ballistic missile toward the sea as it ramps up testing activities in response to ongoing U.S.-South Korean military drills. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff say the missile, launched Sunday morning from the North's northwestern region, flew across the country before it landed in the waters off its east coast. The firing was the North's third round of weapons tests since the militaries began the joint drills last week. The North views such drills as an invasion rehearsal. The chief nuclear envoys from North Korea, Japan and the US have condemned the launch as a provocation that threatens peace on the Korean Peninsula and in the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Advisors to the World Health Organization urged China to release all information related to the origin of COVID-19 on Saturday. This after new findings were briefly shared on an international database used to track pathogens before being taken down by Chinese authorities. Kosovo and Serbia have reached an agreement on implementing a European Union-backed deal to normalize ties. This, according to EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell. Kosovo and Serbia have been in talks for nearly 10 years since Kosovo declared independence, but Serbia still regards Kosovo as a breakaway province. Flare-ups between the two have stoked fears of a return to conflict. Tanzania has started to dispatch food aid and other equipment to neighboring Mozambique to help the thousands of people affected by Tropical Cyclone Freddy. More than 190 people were feared to have died and 37 are still missing. Charles Combe reports from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
The shipment includes 1,000 metric tons of flour, 60,000 blankets and 50 tents, as well as two helicopters for rescue services. Members of the army are handling the operation, and already two rescue planes with soldiers have been deployed to Mozambique for rescue services to the affected areas. Meanwhile, the situation in Mozambique remains challenging, and officials say the efforts of Tanzania to provide assistance will help to address the immediate needs of those affected by the cyclone. Charles Kombe for VOA News in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania.
A deadly earthquake rocked southern Ecuador on Saturday. The president's office there said the magnitude 6.8 quake left 14 people dead and more than 380 injured. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hits.